Welcome back to another episode of iInstitute's podcast, where we dive deep into the ever-evolving world of business management. Today, we're exploring a topic that many of you might find quite intriguing, the myths of management and why they persist despite the changing business landscape. We'll dissect these misconceptions and provide some empirical guidance on how to navigate the complex world of leadership more effectively. You know, it's quite fascinating how these management myths continue to linger in boardrooms and coffee corners of corporations. They offer this comforting illusion of simplicity in the often chaotic world of leadership. Let's start by taking a look at some of these persistent fictions, such as the belief that managers must always exhibit unwavering strength, or that high levels of stress somehow yield productivity. These ideas can be quite alluring, but they often eclipse the nuanced reality of effectively steering a team or an organization. Pop culture and outdated practices play a substantial role in maintaining these myths. The portrayal of leaders in media, the romanticizing of tireless work ethics and biographies, and the perpetuation of hierarchical dominance in traditional business literature all contribute to a skewed understanding of effective management principles. Now, let's talk about the consequences of adhering to these misconceptions. When leaders uncritically accept these fallacies, they risk not only personal inefficacy, but may also precipitate the company's decline through outdated methodologies. This can stifle innovation, encourage burnout, and ultimately erode the foundation of trust and adaptability that a dynamic workplace requires. Let's dive deeper into some of these misinterpreted management principles. First up, we have the myth of the infallible leader. This idea suggests that managers should maintain an aura of unassailability. This discourages the admission of mistakes, depriving the organization of valuable learning opportunities. In reality, the most effective leaders acknowledge their fallibility, which humanizes them and earns respect. Vulnerability is not antithetical to leadership, but is an attribute that begets loyalty and fosters an open culture where ideas can be challenged constructively. By admitting to errors, leaders can set a precedent that mistakes are a natural part of the learning curve, not reasons for reprimand. Another prevalent misconception is the belief in total control within managerial roles. In actuality, numerous factors influencing outcomes in a business setting are beyond direct managerial control, such as market fluctuations, technological disruptions, or individual employee challenges. Leaders can benefit from embracing uncertainty and encouraging a culture that accommodates change. By acknowledging the limits of their control, managers can empower teams to become more agile, fostering innovation and emphasizing the importance of adaptability in the modern workplace. Let's move on to debunking some more management beliefs. The one-size-fits-all management approach is a concept that negates the diverse range of individuals, projects, and contexts that the modern leader encounters. Management techniques must be tailored to the complexities of different environments, acknowledging that strategies effective in one scenario may falter in another. Successful organizations often feature managers who adapt their style to the specific needs of their team and context. Adaptive management might involve different communication strategies, varied levels of autonomy, and the recognition that flexibility may often trump rigid adherence to standard procedures. Now, let's talk about the myth of the nonstop work ethic. The glorification of relentless work is a pervasive management myth. The belief that longer hours translate into better results overlooks the detrimental effects on health, well-being, and ultimately productivity. Instead, a focus on results rather than hours worked is more congruent with modern understanding of efficiency. Balancing work expectations with personal life is critical in sustaining long-term productivity and fostering an environment conducive to creativity and satisfaction. Organizations with empathetic approaches to work-life balance tend to enjoy better employee engagement and retention rates. Next, let's correct some misunderstandings about the role of intuition versus data-driven decision-making. The dichotomy between intuition and data in decision-making creates a false dilemma in managerial thought. The misconception that intuition is inherently unreliable often undervalues the experience-based gut feelings that can complement data analysis. Instead, effective managers balance instinct with rigorous data-driven insight. Nonetheless, the significance of evidence-based management cannot be overstated. Making decisions rooted in data grants a certain level of predictability and removes biases, enabling more consistent and transparent outcomes. In modern management, being informed by data while also honoring experience-based intuition is the mark of nuanced leadership. Another overemphasized aspect is hierarchical structures. An overt focus on hierarchical structures can stifle the potential of lateral thinking and cross-functional collaboration. Contemporary organizational frameworks prize flat hierarchies and collaborative decision-making over traditional power dynamics. Flat management structures empower personnel at all levels to contribute ideas, challenge the status quo, and take initiative. In dynamic sectors where innovation is paramount, such structures can prove particularly effective in harnessing the collective intellect of a diverse workforce. To bring this discussion to life, let's look at some real life examples. Companies like Google, which has thrived through creating autonomous teams, illustrate the potential of decentralized decision making. Such models foster a sense of ownership and responsibility at the individual and team levels, which can spur on productivity and innovation. These case studies denote a pivotal lesson that micromanagement and overt control can dampen motivation and creativity. Leaders who provide clear goals but also allow autonomy find that teams can self-organize effectively, often delivering beyond expectations. Now, let's also discuss some well-known business failures and the myths behind them. Some spectacular business failures can be traced back to misguided adherence to management myths. It's an obsession with control, a refusal to adapt, or a dismissal of work-life balance concerns can lead even titans to falter. A sober analysis of these failures offers salient warnings and lessons for contemporary managers. These takeaways are paramount, that inflexibility, an autocratic approach, and neglect of employee well-being are more detrimental than beneficial to the organization. Correcting these misunderstandings is vital in steering a company away from potential pitfalls. To summarize, debunking management myths is an essential step toward enlightened leadership. By critically examining beliefs long held as truths, managers can unshackle themselves and their teams from counterproductive practices, paving the way for innovative, empathetic, and responsive leadership. The need for continuous learning and management is underscored by the constantly changing business environment. Resources such as online courses, seminars, and even MBA free course offerings enable managers to remain agile in their professional development, ensuring that they stay abreast of evolving best practices. The journey toward debunking management myths is a collective endeavor enriched by shared knowledge and experiences. Readers are encouraged to engage with this material, reflect on their own practices, and share insights that might further assist in dispelling misinterpreted principles in the fascinating quest to redefine management. Thank you for joining us today on iInstitute's podcast. We hope this discussion has provided you with valuable insights and practical guidance. Until next time, keep challenging those management myths and striving for a more enlightened approach to leadership. Have a wonderful day.